Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Keep that pencil sharp. That's advice to grain farmers from the newly elected president of the Kentucky Soybean Association, Ryan Bivens of LaRue County. Producers have just come off a bumper crop, but attention to detail this season, keeping yields up and inputs down, is the order of the day.
We saw commodity prices take a dip from what they were a year ago. That in turn means it's going to be a tightening of budgets. We've been pretty laxed, if you will, the last several years because of the higher commodity prices, and we've had record incomes here on the farm. But this upcoming year, looking at what the Board of Trade shows right now, it's going to be much tighter just because the income is going to be down, but you also expenses haven't dropped back to be relative to that.
One chance to sharpen production skills will be presentations at next week's Commodity Classic in San Antonio. He says traditionally 1 to 200 Kentuckians attend that event.
This is a chance for corn, soybean, wheat, grain sorghum producers across the country to come together in their respective organizations. And one of the biggest things we'll be doing during this event is we'll be setting policy for the upcoming year through resolution process, much like what Farm Bureau does.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
A few days ago, two intensive management production seminars were hosted by the Kentucky Soybean Association. The group's new president, Ryan Bivens, attending both. Numbers were very strong at both locations. On a personal level, he says maximizing yields and trimming input costs are a must, especially as market prices fluctuate. Big picture, projected world population trends make increasing production efficiencies all the more important.
We've all heard that in the next 30 years, we've got to double production in this country. We also realize that the land available to do that is going to continue to decrease. I guess the ball's been put in our court to do our best to try to reach this goal. So I think farmers have changed their tune. You know, it's really gotten away from anymore of just, it's that time of year, let's pull the planter out of the barn and go plant something. It's really, grain farmers have become a 12-month out of the year process. You know, we're thinking about tomorrow and what we're going to do the next day, as well as 12 months away, to try to increase yields.
On corn versus bean acreage planted this season, given traditional crop rotation patterns, even with some market strength on the side of beans, he doesn't see any major acreage shifts. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.